What's up, Canes fans? Peter Ariz here alongside D Money, bringing you another instant reaction podcast. And this is a big one, D. Miami adding a dynamic receiver for Cam Ward in the transfer portal in Sam Brown coming over from Houston.
Yeah, you have an elite marksman at quarterback with Cam Ward. Give him the weapons. Give him the weapons to not just be good, but to be elite and in that Heisman conversation. And that is what you're doing with Sam Brown, giving him another weapon who is probably the most physically talented wide receiver on the Miami Hurricanes day one with his physical traits. Shout out to Anajar and Levine, accident attorneys, 1-800-747-FREE, 1-800-747-3733 if you've been in an accident. And this dude right here, man, talk about cars. This guy is a Ferrari from a physical standpoint. Houston transfer, originally signed with West Virginia, went to Houston, was one of the top receivers in the Big 12 last year, over 815 yards, three touchdowns, 13 yards per carry, honorable mention all conference, was leading the conference at one time in receiving with a very poor quarterback situation. But what jumps out to me with Sam Brown is the athlete, the physical tools. This guy is verified 6'1 and a half, so 6'2, 195 pounds, 4.45 verified speed in high school. He might be faster now. 38 inch vertical jump, 24.1 long jump, second in the state of Georgia. That is big, big time explosiveness. He played basketball, watch his basketball highlights in a minute. Dunking on people. He played defense. This is a supreme athlete. You saw a 55-yard catch and run against Texas in their NFL-loaded team last year. Just caught a short pass, boom, accelerated, went 55 yards. This is someone that brings tremendous tools to the position. And listen, talking to people, football people around the program in spring, people that weren't Miami people necessarily, but that were football people and watched our practices, they said, this team has very good skill position guys, but they lack size and athleticism in their skill positions. They have good receivers that are not the biggest guys in the world. They need to add size without losing athleticism. You have Isaiah Horton, who had a very, very good spring with size and speed. Now you add another one with Sam Brown, jacked up about this move. This is a very, very, very talented player with NFL potential.
And as we continue to show the highlights here, I mean, he's doing all different sorts of things. These are, again, his high school highlights here. But 41 receptions a couple years ago, 62 this last year. And I think, really, D, you're bringing back Jacoby George. You're bringing back Xavier Restrepo. You understand the production that both of those guys have. But this guy brings a different dimension, brings a different gear to that receiver room.
No question. Just a freak athlete. I didn't use that term lightly, but this was one of the best athletes. And you look at, read articles about this guy when he was coming out of Savannah, Georgia, which is where he's from. He went to New Hampstead High School, Savannah area, Bloomingdale. Read the articles in the paper. They're saying this guy's one of the best athletes to come out of the area ever, based on what he did on the track, what he did on the basketball court, and what he does on the football field. So you add size without sacrificing athleticism. I think if you compare him to people in the room right now, you have Xavier Restrepo, slot receiver, unbelievable against man coverage, very quarterback friendly, pre-route route runner, not the biggest, longest guy in the world, but somebody that's just going to make you look silly with his routes. Jacoby George, second leading returning receiver in the ACC last year, to Xavier Restrepo, someone who could track the ball. You saw that against Florida State, someone with big play ability and just really, really good at finding the football. Isaiah Horton, 6'4", NFL body, made a lot of plays on post and downfield routes in spring this spring. Also had that long catch against Texas A&M. So a downfield threat with size. What Brown gives you, I think, more than the others is the short area catch and run, which is such a staple of the air raid, where you can throw him a short pass and he's just going to accelerate with that explosive movement, those jumps, you know, all the jumps that you see, the 24 and an inch long jump. You see that when he catches the ball, puts his foot in the ground, accelerates upfield, and then he's 6'2", 195. So he's breaking tackles. He broke a ton of tackles last year. That he was one of the tops in the country as far as breaking tackles after the catch. He brings you that ability on top of the ability to run by guys if he's going deep. He can go up and get it as well. But I think yards after catch with a big athletic target. He's going to bring that dimension to this team, which it didn't really have already.
And D, one thing I think is interesting, not only with this commit, with a lot of these guys who are coming in as 1 year, expectations to be 1 year, have a good year and go to the next level, is we saw with Florida State last year. It's a contract year for a guy like Sam Brown. So for him to, obviously we saw him working out with Cam Ward. I don't know if it was, that was last week, a couple weeks ago when he had initially entered the portal. But these guys are coming in with a certain mindset, right? That, look, I handle my business. I do what I'm supposed to do. And I can go pretty high in this next year's draft.
Yeah, and I've heard he is considered on the radar for a top 100 draft pick, which Miami needs more of, as we saw draft weekend. And I think, look, he's had, you know, he had a suspension, slapped a player, slapped, I believe, the Tulsa quarterback or one of the Tulsa players after the game. So he's had some of that stuff, something similar to what you see with Jacoby George, quite frankly. But he's coming in with Cam Ward, a quarterback who commands a lot of respect. He's coming in with the goal of making the NFL. Coach Dawson coached him when he was a freshman, had 400-plus yards for Coach Dawson, so there's a familiarity there. Coach Dawson wouldn't be bringing him in if he thought he was going to be causing problems. So I think given the time frame, this guy's a perfect situation to come in, do his thing, and go to the NFL draft. And when you're 6'2", 195, running 4'4", jumping out the gym, and productive, you will have a shot to play in the National Football League in a very real way. So I think that combination with Cam Ward, the situation, Coach Dawson, a lot of things, you know, Restrepo as the leader of that room, a lot of things to really push Sam Brown to be that NFL talent that we all believe he could be.
Just one quick correction. He was not a freshman. It was his first year at Houston there, yeah. But it was his third year in college football, again, originally coming over from West Virginia, but nonetheless does have that familiarity with Shannon Dawson, which we've seen with Derek Nicholson and some of his pickups. It goes a long way in the process there. I'm going to pull up here in a minute as well, his basketball highlights as these, well, not his highlights, but a couple dunks. I know you're always big on how that translates to the football field.
And look, what I do when it's draft weekend, like this past weekend, I like to go back and look at the guys getting drafted and say, what are the trends across positions, position specific and cross positions? And one thing that's consistent across positions, guys that play multiple sports, you see here flying for the dunks, multiple sport guys that play multiple positions on the football field, and guys with verified track measurables, those are the ones that tend to go pro. This guy checks all of those boxes in a major way. His verified measurables are off the charts. He is a track star with his long jump ability. He is a basketball, legit basketball player, above the rim basketball player. And then when you watch his huddle, which we just saw in football, I mean, he's wildcat quarterback, catching balls, taking kicks to the house, taking interceptions to the house. This dude is doing it all. I mean, if I saw that video on a Miami recruit at receiver, I mean, think about it. If you guys watching this video saw that huddle highlight on a recruit, how would he stack up? I mean, I got to say, that's better all-around athleticism than I've seen from any player that Miami has signed at the receiver position, just as far as being an all-around athlete. So excited what he brings to the table from that front. I think it's a different dimension than what you have in the receiver room right now.
And we're talking about the extra gear he has, but you see it here too. This is him in the uniform. He's a bigger receiver as well. So he brings you that presence, like you said at the beginning. And I got similar comments from people who are at practice, who played at Miami, who played at a high level, right? And that was one of their biggest takeaways, was need some size at those skill positions. And he certainly brings you that.
And not just him, right? It's not just him, right? You also have Dave Martinez, 230 pounds. So you're getting bigger at your skill positions in multiple ways, while at the same time keeping that big play ability. This guy's a big play athlete. Damian Martinez, 6.1 yards a carry. One of the top players in the country as far as 15-plus yard runs. So it's one thing to get bigger. It's another thing to get bigger while still maintaining that ability to make big plays. And I think Sam Brown is big, but he's not like your Darryl Langham, you know, jump ball possession type guy. This is a guy that's going to give you explosive plays like some of the catch and runs we saw against Florida. You got Cam Ward at quarterback. Now you got to worry about this guy who can catch a short pass and go 55 yards like he did against Texas. You have to worry about Xavier Restrepo, who's got to be at the top of your scouting report, one of the best receivers in the nation. You have to worry about Jacoby George, who went for, what, 200-something or high hundreds against Florida State last year, second leading receiver in the ACC. Plus, you got to worry about Isaiah Horton, who you saw against Texas A&M, ran right by that SEC secondary and had a really, really, really good spring. You cannot just ignore him. Plus, you have Elijah Arroyo to think about at tight end. Who knows how Elijah Lotton is going to get in this mix? And then, of course, Damian Martinez at running back. You cannot put a light box against him because he's 230 pounds. He will punish your soft box if that's how you want to play him. So, Cam Ward pulling all these strings, Shannon Dawson. This offense, with this offensive line, has a chance to be the best offense in the ACC, bar none. And I think on paper, it is that Sam Brown adds that extra last piece of size, athletic ability, catch and run that was missing from this Miami offense. And you only have Cam Ward for a year. So when you have Cam Ward for a year, you give him the absolute best chance. You know, you kill the ant with a sledgehammer, right? You got to overkill at receiver. Don't just say we had the two leading returning receivers in the ACC. Horton had a great spring. We're good. You keep adding. And I think Brown gives you, he raises your floor, but he also really raises your ceiling because he can be even better than what we saw last year at Houston.
Huge pickup here for Miami. Mario Cristobal, Cam Ward, Shannon Dawson, you name it. Sam Brown is a big piece to this offense without a doubt. Keep it locked here on CanesInsight.com as there's a lot of movement here. Big recruiting weekend, big portal weekend for the Canes. Any last thoughts here, D, before we wrap it up?
Let me give a shout out to Caneswear. Wearing the shirt, always got to show love to Caneswear. There'll be a lot of clothes getting purchased with the way this offense is going to look. And, you know, again, shout out to Caneswear. And I want to mention one last thing on Brown. I think I mentioned it earlier. He did not have a quarterback at Houston. He's already running routes with Cam Ward. You saw that before he even committed. He was in Houston running routes with Cam Ward. I think don't underestimate Ward's ability to take Brown's game to the next level where he is that day one, day two pick because he has the physical tools to do it.
He had Clayton Tune a couple years ago, but last year definitely did not have a guy. So Cam Ward, big step up for him. Thank you, D, as always, for your analysis. Again, keep it locked on Canes Insight. Hit that like button on this video. Subscribe to the channel. We appreciate everyone's support. As always, go Canes.